Well, it's nice to be here again, and I'm glad to hear with your fancy new heating. Oh, should I ring the bell? We'll wait for that. I'm not going to compete with it. I'm glad to know that with your fancy new heating system, you're not going to be taking all of this down, because this is unique. That's all there is to it. But anyway, our call, my introduction is in the beginning of that thing. You can read that if you want to, go right ahead, but not now. And the call to worship is number 367, Come to the Church in the Wildwood. And that, if you can stand if you would like, if you're able, if not, it's okay. 367. Seated in those nice, comfortable pews. Can we be in a moment of prayer, please? Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together in this beautiful place this afternoon. We also thank you for enough rain here in Maine, but not too much, just enough. And under those circumstances, we pray for our friends and neighbors in the far west, where they're either having no rain at all or too much. Whatever the case, we thank you, O Lord, for the blessings that you offer to each and every one of us, We pray for the health of every single person in this room this time. And for those that are having a difficult time of it, we pray that they will be well. All of this prayer and whatever else you have to offer, we thank you. In the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. And the organist I know quite well. Nancy is a very active member of the church in Wilton and also down south where they go in the winter. And right now she is up to here with the Blueberry Festival, which we, I call it a festival. They're calling it a Blueberry Fest this year because of the fact that the word festival is incorporated into something. I can't understand all these legal terms and what have you and so forth. But anyway, there it is. And I'll be offering a little bit of thoughts today about being thankful. And therefore, in that respect, I would ask us to turn to hymn number 382. We gather together and we'll just sing the first and last verses of 382. If you feel like standing, then stand. If you don't feel like standing, then enjoy the sit. 382, verses 1 and 3. Traditional as the day is long, and by all means, yes. But now it's time for a hymn sing that you can choose whatever you would like to sing at this time. What would you like? Just don't hesitate to speak up and just tell us what you want. What would you like?
487.
487, and how many verses?
First and last.
487, first and last. There you go. Mm-hmm. Amazing grace, beautiful. First and last.
Save the wretch like me. I
you, I am sure, know, but if you don't, I'm going to tell you. And that is, this hymn was written by a gentleman that used to bring the slaves from Africa to the United States and other parts of the New World. And he got to that point where he just couldn't take it anymore. And he saw the light, he was converted, he became a minister in, I assume, the Church of England. And when he did that, he wrote this hymn. And because you can see in it how he was a wretch, but then he was blind, but now he could see because the Lord opened his eyes to what the way life should be between different people. And amen to that. Have we got, yes?
428, please, all three verses.
All three verses of 428.
In the garden.
Yes, well, we're right in the garden right now, aren't we? All three verses, here we go. Stand if you want, sit if you want, whatever you want to do. Here we go. Anyone else have one? Yes.
289. Blessed Assurance, first and last.
And how many verses?
First and last.
First and last. 289, first and last.
Oh, what a glorious day, the glory divine.
Let's have maybe one more. Can anybody think of one more you'd like? Yes.
500.
What's the
number? 500.
500.
All three of them.
All three of them on 500. Okay. When the roll is called up yonder. I hope I will be there. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breeze will turn bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll other prayer requests or thoughts or joys? Oh. How is everyone feeling? Are you feeling okay? Have you been able, better than I have, I'm sure, to understand when you should and when you shouldn't wear this? That's a prayer request that I have that will get to that point that someday we will know that we don't have to wear them, because everyone has hopefully and prayerfully received the vaccine and or are feeling better. And for those people that, and you said three people, what was that again, Jenny?
There were three people that are here because they could use the handicap ramp. Several years ago, we had something similar, but it didn't really work well.
Well, you know, not only that, I stepped along a path today to come in here that looked like Buckingham Palace. That is impressive. And the handicap rack, fantastic. And folks that are able to be here because of that, beautiful. Thank you. Good. Anyone else? Yes.
On that note about the path.
Yes.
I would like to give praise and thanks to Steve Mitchell. He's the one who did that. And to offer prayers for him as he's undergoing some medical situation.
Thank you. and hopefully and prayerfully, that medical situation will work out. We have good hospitals and doctors and all of that, but I want to say this, keep an eye on them. Don't let them say something to you that you don't agree with. In other words, you are your own best doctor. And I think it's important for you to say just exactly how you feel and what are you doing to make me whole and well again. And don't let them, in all the respects, goof off, because it's the cost of these things is astronomical. We won't get into that. Okay, can we then be in a spirit of prayer? And we'll end it with the Lord's Prayer, which is written in here for everyone. Dear Lord, for making this facility more accessible to more people, we thank you. For the fact, dear Lord, that the facility, the church, is still here in this community is so very, very important. We pray also for the gentleman who had something to do with making these steps and ramps possible. We pray for his health, his well-being. We pray for the health and well-being of every single person in this room, and also every single person that has any association with this church and this community. We pray, O Lord, also that your love and strength and healing will be with our families and our friends. As we continue to grow, we pray in faith and love and hope. Help us, we pray, as we pray for the state of Maine, for the community, and for the healing of the United States, which seems to be at that point where you hardly want to hear the news these days because you don't know what's happening. May it become better. May we become better at doing that which we pray is your will. All of this we pray in the spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught his disciples to pray when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And says, and this is entirely up to you, there'll be no passing of the baskets because we're trying to keep a little distance between us still, but please place your offering in the basket in the rear of the church as you exit. That would be very much appreciated. And the hymn, which we can use as an offering hymn, 220, and again, verses 2 and 4, you can either stand or remain seated if you want. That's up to you. 220. right into the doxology, Nancy. Yep. Cheryl is going to read the scripture. Want to come up here?
Yep.
Okay. I'll get out of your way.
Okay, from the King James Version, I have Jeremiah 29, verses 1 and 4 to 7. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. And then from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.
I had left a certain bit of information in a folder in my office, and it had been there a long time. And it said on it, the church in Madrid, which is here. And I said, I wonder if that's what I'm going to say at the church in Madrid today. Well, yes and no, because Ginny reminded me, because she never forgets. She reminded me, well, that was your Thanksgiving service in 2019. And a lot has happened between 2019. But I thought, how appropriate. So I put down what I need to say today, which is all well and good. But I thought the scripture was ideal. Because in the days of Jesus, leprosy was their COVID, was their pandemic. And he came across these 10 lepers, and they were healed, but only one came back to thank him. I wonder how many times we are thankful when all of a sudden or over a period of time things get better. I believe things are getting better with the COVID. But then we hear more news that I talk with more people that won't listen to the news anymore because they said it's altogether too depressing. And it can be depressing because if there's something not happening, they'll come up with something that will happen. Who knows? But whatever the case, as I've already said, you never know these days whether you should wear the mask or not, or when or where. And with this COVID business, and now this Delta business, the whole world has been affected. Not just the rich and the poor, the Anglo-Saxons and the African-Americans, but everybody. No question about it. And it's very hard. It's also it's a world of changes. And it's very hard, I think. Maybe you're different than I am. But it's very hard to accept so many of these changes so quickly. I'm just trying to adjust to the computer. And if you don't live with a computer today, you're really out of it. But honest to goodness, I used to be able to get into the Franklin Savings Bank without any trouble, and now I've got to hunt for the darn thing. I don't mean the bank. I've got to hunt on the computer as to where my money is and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the only thing that I like about the computer are emails that you can type out something to somebody and boom, they got it. Although I have a great deal of respect for the United States Post Office Department as well. But anyway, I like that. And it's also, as I say, very, very quick. It's a good way to keep connected. But there are also some people that are not nice and they're using the computer to follow up our gasoline business and our electricity business. You know, in some ways, the church may be way ahead because somebody may come along and just decide we're going to sabotage their electric system and this church will be okay because you don't need the electricity. So there you go, and there's plenty of wood. I was just reading in the paper that the state of Maine is still has more wood than any other state in the country. So you see how far ahead you are? No problem. But also, keep in mind, the Bible has many pros and cons. And we have Noah. Remember about Noah and the ark and how they laughed at him and wondered what on earth he was doing, building that great big ark and so forth. And they just thought that was really something. He was really out of it. But then, lo and behold, a flood came, and Noah and his family, they had some differences of opinion in the family as well, if you read that Bible, read it carefully. But anyway, there were a lot of those people that were laughing no longer. There was the pro and the con there. And then there was that King David, when he was a young man, you remember? They laughed at him because his Goliath, right, big Goliath, and he was going to take care of Goliath, and he sure did, no question about that. But then King David, when he became powerful, he thought he could do anything that he wanted, including when he saw Bathsheba bathing in the backyard, that, well, he could take care of that. And that didn't work out so well, and not at all. And Nathan showed him up, the prophet Nathan, and said there was this powerful man that abused a person who was much weaker than he, and he shouldn't have done it, and Nathan said, "You, sir, are the man." Can you imagine somebody saying that to the President of the United States or the Queen of England or something like that and so forth? Nathan had the guts to do it, no question. And then there was poor old Job. Job had everything. Everything was going la, 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 until suddenly he lost everything. And his friends tried to tell him what they wanted him to know, but they couldn't really agree. And poor Job, he was listening in one ear and listening with the other ear and what have you and so forth. Finally, he got back what he had lost in many fold, but not through his friends. So there's many pros and cons in the Bible, that's for sure. And right now, we hear on the news about the West, too much water, or not enough water, and it's drying up. And my friends, an awful lot of our produce in the local supermarket comes from the West. And if they are not able to raise some of these crops that we take for granted and so forth, watch the price go up. My wife and I just went on a little trip, a little vacation. And I couldn't afford to go any longer, that's for sure. Because I can tell you, because it's public knowledge, and these hotels, we went to a hotel in Belfast, and we had a beautiful view, and it was a nice room, but it cost $250. And then we went to one in Bangor, and the view wasn't that great and so forth. That one cost $350. That's what a hotel decent... Well, you think this is far away? I decided to check out the Comfort Inn. In Wilton. I'm not going there, but I decided to check it out right there in Wilton. $170 for a room and $190 for a suite. Anyway, if you go on a little trip, my friends, prepare and save and save and save. But don't get discouraged with all of this, because I was reading in a ministry magazine, and why I get it, I'm not sure. I'm a minister and all that, but it comes from the Seventh-day Adventist. And I was reading through some of it, and so hang in there, because hear this. I thought this was beautifully done. This author says, "I still remember a faithful elderly church member, the only Adventist, this member, Seventh-day Adventist, in a town of about 12,000 inhabitants in Germany, and he wanted to find someone interested in Bible studies. For years, he went from door to door and talked to people, but without success. Then one day, he met a young couple with two children. They agreed to have Bible studies, but by now, he was quite feeble and not able to continue. I stepped in," this is the author, and this faithful church member passed away. He didn't know that the couple accepted Jesus as Savior. He didn't see that the couple accepted Jesus as Lord and got baptized. Was his work in vain? Certainly not. Through him, it may be that they have appeared to be a failure, but resurrection will also tell a different story. In other words, my friends, don't give up. Don't give up. And think of the fact that the West of the United States today, think of those folks that are losing their livelihood, their homes, and everything in a matter of almost seconds as these forest fires burn away. Or right here in the little town of Madrid, I have a friend that goes gaga on railroads. And at one time, there was a railroad that went through here. Narrow gauge railroad, yeah. And now it's gone. And I know that in Wilton, where I serve a church, there used to be the Foster Manufacturing Company. If you got a toothpick not made by Foster, you didn't have a toothpick. Or if you didn't have decent shoes made by Bass, you didn't have decent shoes. All gone. Things change. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult. But then we have the fact that you don't give up. Those 10 that were healed, and only one came back to thank Jesus. I think we have a lot to thank Jesus for. And I think that St. Francis has put it very, very well when he said, "Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. Where there is hatred, that I may bring love. Where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. Where there is discord, I may bring harmony. Where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring the light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather than to comfort, than to be confronted, to understand, than to be understood, to love, than to be loved. That it is in giving that one receives. It is in by self-forgetting that one finds. It is in by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is in by dying that we are awakened to eternal life. That is the faithfulness that I think that you find in your faith in Christ, that you do not give up. When Sarah Chamberlain introduced me, she was a member of the church in Wilton, but then she introduced me to Jenny and introduced me to the church here, this one. And then her husband, who was a quiet man in many, many ways, but he did say to me at least, he said, David, I like the stories you have in your sermons. Well, I appreciated that. And anyway, he passed away. And when he died, I hadn't realized how much he had done in the community. This is Pete Chamberlain. How much he had done in the community and the church and so forth. And we had his funeral at the church in Wilton, and you couldn't get another person in. They were squeezed in, literally, for that service. And then they were squeezed in the vestry. You couldn't even sit down. There were so many people there and so forth, because he had done so much. So therefore, even though you may not get all kinds of praise for what you do now, do that which you know in your Christian faith is the good thing to do. Because even though 9 didn't bother to thank Jesus for his healing, 1 did. And I think all of us can truly thank the Lord for our healing. And whatever it might be for whatever situation, and in that we have and we can find eternal life. That is ultimately what this life is all about. Not to just earn another dollar, not to just charge $350 for a hotel room, but it is to help others, to help grow in the faith and the love of Christ, to do that which be here on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. But then when you leave this place, go and do what you can to ease the burden of others and make this a better world for they and you to live in. I think that's what is ultimately all about. May we have a prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for the opportunity we have to do good. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ into the world that he might set the example for all of us as to what we should be doing. We thank you for also having Christ show St. Paul what should be done. When Paul was on his way to Damascus, Jesus caught him and said, "You are the one that can do much to help the cause." And Paul was one of those people that said, of all the things that are so very, very important, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. May it so be. May we love one another. May we love you with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And may we love each other as each other needs and deserves to be loved. This we pray in your name. Amen. Therefore, my friends, come ye, and I know Nancy is a good organist, and she played the organ in Wilton for umpteen years, and now she listens to Mary play it. 509, come ye thankful people, come. 509 in that good old Baptist hymnal. Amen. 509. Come ye thankful. third and fourth verses, 3 and 4.
For the Lord.